It's National Hospice Week on OFM, the sound of your life. And heading over to Northwest Topoloho Hospice, Stephen Blakeman joins me today. Stephen, welcome to OFM.
Thank you very much.
Stephen, what services do you offer at Topoloho Hospice?
Topoloho Hospice is primarily working within the very poor areas of the more rural side of Rustenburg. And we offer home-based care in those areas, which involves quite a lot in the way of wellness programs, some support groups to people living with life-threatening diseases, and orphaned and vulnerable children care is a big part of what we do within the poorer community. And therefore, we tend to be very health and hygiene orientated information systems to the people and try and be a direct link to health care for those that are suffering lifelong TB.
What is your message this National Hospice Week?
My message for Hospice Week, there are many aspects to palliative care, but we often find that in a family member dying, there's always sadness, and that can never be changed. But too often, there is trauma attached to a dying family member. And we at Hospice would like to, in some way, help families to actually eliminate the trauma that goes with death and dying of a family member. And in this way, what we find is that family members haven't discussed or had any sort of arrangement within their families to deal with death in the family. We as South Africans are very good at having family discussions on many, many, many topics, but dying isn't one of them, funny enough. So very often we find that our loved one knows all our desires in life, but are very unaware of what our desires are in terms of death and dying. So I would like to encourage family members to be far more open and discuss their desires in terms of our mortality, and be sure to ensure that your family members know about it, because it is highly traumatic when decisions need to be taken for a patient and the family start to argue and have differences of opinions in terms of the dying process. Whereas if they are fully aware of what the patient's desires are, then those decisions aren't theirs. They are the patient's decisions. So we need to be far more open about what our desires are for death and dying.
It's National Hospice Week, and joining me from Topoloho Hospice and Rustenburg Hospice is Stephen Blakeman. Stephen, how can people get involved at your hospices, and how do they get a hold of you?
Obviously, there's many aspects in which people can get involved with hospice, and as much as possible is really good. Volunteering is excellent, donating items for patients, helping with services such as maintenance of vehicles and those kinds of things, possibly small monetary donations that can be put towards the organization, spreading awareness, becoming a hospice ambassador. Getting more people involved in hospices really is a support to the community.
How can they get a hold of you and find out more?
Maybe emails are the best. Topoloho@mweb.co.za. Or Hospice Rustenburg is hosprtb@mweb.co.za. Telephone for Hospice Rustenburg is 014-592-8925. Otherwise, you could get hold of myself on 083-631-5489.
Stephen, it really is a very special field that you and your staff and volunteers find yourselves in. And this Hospice Week, I would like to, on behalf of OFM and our listeners, salute you and your teams for what you do, as it is truly something that does not get spoken about often enough. So thank you so much, firstly, for your time today, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you very much indeed.